Good morning. A Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Let's talk coronavirus for a moment. We'll start with the U.S. study finding AstraZeneca's vaccine to be 79% effective. The findings may boost global confidence after more than a dozen countries briefly suspended the shot over concerns about possible rare side effects. Meanwhile, we're worried now about a number of variants are out there, and we're seeing in other countries shutting down again. And in the U.S., we're worried about this. Dr. Fauci has spoken about it. And as this is all going on, more than a million passengers have traveled through U.S. airports daily for at least 10 days in a row. We have increased traveling to places like Florida, where spring break crowds now are making everybody nervous. There's a state of emergency declared in Miami Beach because the spring breakers have overwhelmed that city. And in many states, they've lifted all the rules for masking up.
David, let there be no mistake about it. We are in a time when the pandemic is wreaking havoc abroad. We know what happens when we let down our guard. And yet, we as Americans have not been able to control our need to get out and be out. You have to see that the restaurants are beginning to fill up again. People who have been vaccinated feel, I believe incorrectly, that all is well and that they don't have to do any more. You go to Miami and you see the kids out and being completely unsafe, no masks, lots of people getting together to the point where an emergency situation has to be declared in Miami, and they're moving to other places. So you say to yourself, what are we, stupid? I mean, you know, those of us who are older have a sense that, you know, we have to protect ourselves. But people who are younger have a sense of invincibility sometimes, which just gets to be the problem. We have Dr. Fauci, he comes out and he warns everybody not to stop wearing masks. I know that I've had my shots, but I walk around and I carry a mask with me at all times. And I just know how important it is that everybody does that. Now, it's interesting, in my little town of Great Barrington, it seems to me that everybody's wearing a mask. There are those who are in New York and in Manhattan particularly who are saying that everybody is wearing masks. So some of us are doing the right thing, but many are not. And that leads to the possibility that we will have resurgences, especially since the variances are out there in these COVID cases. I can see a time coming when, just like every year we have to have a flu shot, we'll have to have a COVID shot. Or we'll have to have a shot that will protect us from all of these other things. Maybe it'll be a combined shot. But we'll certainly have to do that if we expect to stay alive and stay healthy. Not everybody dies from the COVID, but many do.
How about the revelation about U.S. Representative Tom Reed, the Republican from Western New York, Alan, who was accused last week of rubbing a female lobbyist's back and unhooking her bra without her consent in 2017 as they sat around a table with other people? Reed apologized to the woman on Sunday and announced that he will not run for re-election next year. He said in a statement that the incident involved then-lobbyist Nicolette Davis occurred at a time in my life in which I was struggling, he said. He entered into treatment that year and realized he was, quote, powerless over alcohol. Reed said he would not seek an elective office in 2022. Rather quick decision by Reed.
Yeah, you know, Reed has been mentioned as somebody who wanted to run against Andrew Cuomo. He had said he wouldn't run, I think, for more than six terms. That time is now up, and he is now out. Of course, it's very hard to battle this kind of accusation. Once the accusation is made and it has a certain amount of credibility, if you're going to run for public office, it's important that you're clean. And Reed, who is, you know, fairly conservative, knew what he was doing at the time. He went into treatment, he says, but now you pay the piper.
Yeah, and compare that to Governor Andrew Cuomo's current situation, where now a woman who currently works in the office of the governor told the New York Times that he looked down her shirt and made suggestive remarks to her and another aide, that's Alyssa McGrath, was published Friday. The story that Cuomo called her beautiful in Italian and asked why she wasn't wearing a wedding ring. McGrath is the first current aide to come forward publicly. A lawyer for Cuomo dismissed the behavior as unremarkable, if old-fashioned. The governor, he's standing firm. He's not going to step down. He's waiting for these investigations. And what we're hearing now is these investigations could take a while. He could potentially get through all of this and maybe not run again and survive it.
Well, I think that's his strategy. Obviously, that's why he said, let's do the investigations. And those people, many of whom really do believe that accusations do not and should not amount to conviction, have supported the idea of an investigation. That doesn't mean they are supporting exoneration if the investigation shows wrongdoing. And if it takes a while to do it, it'll be very interesting. You know, Speaker Carl Hastie is after Cuomo. There's no question about it. And so is Andrea Stewart Cousins, the head of the Senate, both of whom are of color. And now we are reading that the black community is helping Cuomo a lot. That has to put a lot of pressure on these leaders who think that they're doing the right thing and who are now facing pushback from other people of color. So, David, it's a very tough thing for this governor who once had adulation going for him. But what is he to do? If he quits, it's basically an admission of guilt. He doesn't want to do that. So what he wants to do is to stay with his governorship and ride it out. Whether he decides to run another time is anybody's business, and we don't really know. You know, right now, his numbers are not doing well. But the numbers that count in an election are against someone else. And who is that someone else to be? So he may be thinking, okay, the way to exoneration is to actually run again, even though it looks more and more unlikely.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, with us on a Monday. Get to work.
Mondays are always get to work day. That's when we re-enter. And that's why, as they say in the space program, we need a re-entry expediter.
Coffee I'll have to do for now.